You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by old mate Alana Goldsmith, who's going to be chatting about their new single, Pipi Whareroa. I got that right, I hope. Pipi Whareroa. That's how you say
yeah.
the... Yes. Okay,
yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely.
Sometimes yeah. the macrons, I can get confused with the macrons sometimes, and my vowel. Yeah. It seems like quite a common common frustration there. How are you doing this morning, Alana?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Nice. Yeah, real chill. It's it's quite cold outside despite being very clear. The skies are very blue, but it's a bit freezing. A reminder that we're still technically not in spring yet, you know.
Oh, when does spring start?
Next Monday. That's when it officially starts. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And you're currently joining us from, is it your home in Tamaki Makaurau?
Yep. I'm at home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty yuck up here today as well, actually. It's been super windy and stormy.
Mm-hmm. So, same with Wellington. I just chatted with someone from Wellington earlier and it was pissing down there. It was a lot of rain. Tons of rain.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. It's almost like, you know, weather differentiates all over the country. We're going to be chatting about your new track, which I just mentioned before, Pipi Whareroa, and it's got quite a summery vibe to the track, you know, very reggae. Are you a summer girl? You describe yourself as a summer girl?
Absolutely, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. The beach and water, that's totally me and my whānau all as much as we can all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we grew up at the beach and my kids surf and we're actually surf lifeguards as well, so we grew up in that scene on the west coast here at Bethels Beach, Te Hinga, and Muriwai Beach, and yeah, so we're all up in it.
Oh, true, Bethels Beach. I have a friend who I think lived near Bethels Beach. It's quite like a picturesque spot, so I hear.
A what spot?
Oh, picturesque, quite beautiful, idyllic.
Oh, picturesque, yes, yeah. Oh, it's actually one of the most filmed location in New Zealand, you know.
Whoa.
Like... all the adverts go there. It's got it's stunning and isolated and like, you know, kind of like 100 meter walk out to the beach, so not many people go there because you got to walk too far on the black sand.
Mm-hmm. nice
Yeah, good.
It means all the people who are dedicated get the fruits of that labor, you know.
Totally.
yeah black sand's so cool, man. But Pipi Whareroa is also known as the shining cuckoo, and the track opens with the call of this bird and the track is named after it. Did you vote for it in Bird of the Year 2024?
No, I don't think I did, but one thing I have learned at going to Wānanga is that, you know, they call it the messenger of spring, or it also signifies, you know, you can hear how many calls it does, so it kind of goes that high pitch call. So if there's like more than 9, that signifies it's going to be a great summer before it does that dip.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's only like 5 of those high pitched whistles, and before it does the lower one, that means it's not going to be such a good summer. So there's some information for your morning.
Whoa, that's awesome. That's real sick.
Yeah.
And they're quite prevalent on Tairāwhiti area?
Yeah, they are. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, they're also known by other names, the kōpara. Or the Pipi Whareroa. Yeah.
Whareroa. Cool. Yeah, nice. The track was co-written with Tame Tuari, Billie Jean Zeta, and Dr. Horner Black at the 2023 Reo Māori Song Hubs. What did that experience leave you with that you might not have had before? Or how did it change your ways of approaching songwriting? Or, yeah.
Our collaboration, I've always been a big, really, really into collaboration songwriting. I think it puts you into new spaces that you're not, you know, outside of your comfort zone and new creative spaces. So I think that's really important. And especially for Māori too, I think we work creatively together, collectively, always much, much more exciting, much more fun.
Mm.
That just makes sense to us. What did I get from that as well? Oh, just meeting a whole lot of Māori artists. That are all in their own fields of music, own genre, coming together with, you know, mātanga reo, with specialists like Dr. Horner Black, and and being in that kind of crunch zone. All right, everyone, go into a studio for a day, come out with a couple of new waiata at the end. Mm-hmm. And I was just super happy to just, yeah, be able to, and honoured to be able to be put in that space and then, yeah, produce a beautiful waiata at the end of it, like this.
Nice, nice. Did you produce more than one waiata or just the one?
Yep, there's another one coming from Del Māori Song Hub, so yeah, and that's completely different again, so, and a whole nother vibe, so, mm-hmm. It's fun to just be able to jump around in your artist space and make, waiata, mm-hmm. a dream.
Yeah, it's real special. Do you have any kind of genre rules when you approach waiata, or are you keen to do it from all kind of different genre? Do you like any metal waiata or,
Oh, not yet. Although I think I have some friends that approached me to do a metal one.
What was your response?
Oh, totally.
Oh, nice. Yeah, cool as.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyone that wants to work with me, I want to collaborate all the time and you know, because I come from a jazz background and I think the whole, for me, that whole like, just I don't want to be stuck in one space, you know, like it's just I want to be able to go everywhere and not kind of be boxed into anything. Mm-hmm. So you know, R&B, metal, reggae, you know, like Pepe Wharauroa, it's just fun and you just kind of I don't think there's any rules, just follow the vibe of the song, try and stay true to the song. It's not always about, you know, it's not about what you you know, it's about making the song the best that it can be.
Mm, something bigger than yourself. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. The video is really lovely. It features a family having a gorgeous time on stone / pebble beach at Manaia in the Coromandel. Did you used to go there as a kid?
We do go there. So that's my... Oh, Manaia is... And that place that's featured there is called Taungatara. Mm. And Taungatara is my husband's whānau. They still live there, they still fish there, they still stay there. It's absolutely an unbroken tradition of you know, going back to the time, you know, 500 years, 600 years ago.
Wow. So.
They can trace their ancestry, you know, all the way back there. And so we still all go there. That what you saw is actually just a typical day of us going and all of his cousins and whānau and all of our kids' cousins and just having a great day and turning up for a summer barbecue. Mm. Coromandel life, Manaia life in Taungatara. It's stunning. And I just was so blessed that they agreed to come and be part of that music video to share a bit of home with us. So we're there as much as we can be. Mm-hmm. Every summer, we were just there last weekend as well.
Oh, so. Hell yeah, that's awesome. That's so cool. Yeah. It reminded me of an area that I used to go to, my family used to go to as a kid, in Te Anau. Have you been to Te Anau before?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've been.
It was like just before the entrance to Pio Pio Tahi or Milford Sound, and it's like a wee kind of like a lake town, and on the other side of the lake there's this gorgeous kind of stony beach, which definitely gave me those vibes. Just different plants, obviously, because way different climates. It was so cool. It was so refreshing to see. The video features, family having a great time on the beach. I noticed that most of the whānau is wearing a variation of blue, and that there's a lot of blue props. Was that intentional, or is that just a coincidence?
Not at all. Oh, my gosh. Very perceptive. I never saw that. It was so funny. We literally organized it like a couple of days before. You've got to time the tides to go there, mm-hmm. and because you can only get a boat in and out on certain tides, and so it was just like a couple of days before we got the director and Shivani Karan and she, we said, right, we're going to do this, let's bring it in. We put the message out to the whānau, to the community, and they just turned up, and that's what we did, and that we just happened to catch this beautiful moment, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard wrangling all the kids, or were they pretty good?
Their mums are onto it.
Okay.
Shout out to the mums who are just like, right, run here, run there, you know, and they're just having fun as they do at the beach. So, you know, kids' smiles, you can't beat that. Mm-hmm. It's having fun and filming kids. They're so natural, you know.
they don't
got a camera. They don't even, you know, they just be themselves, and it's beautiful to watch.
Mm-hmm. Very unbridled. It's a real beautiful thing. Very, very beautiful thing.
Yeah.
The track coincides with the celebration of Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. Is there any way that you and your whānau are celebrating this fantastic week?
What are we up to this week? Oh, well, for our whānau, if, you know, I guess in Reo Māori speaking whānau that are on that journey, every week is Reo Māori week, Te Wiki o Te Reo. So last week we were at Manu Kōrero speeches, the national speech competition,
nice.
Held at Spark Arena. So, you know, kura all around the country were there. I'm still just on to be releasing this song, really, is the main pipi wharaurua during Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, and trying to keep going as we do.
Nice. Yeah, I heard about those. You say Manu Kōrero? Is that what they were called?
Yeah, Manu Kōrero.
I heard that there were quite a lot of really awesome speeches there this year. I heard it was quite a real, you know, thing to witness.
Oh, the level is amazing, and the depth of thought and kōrero that the tamariki or taiohi, you know, the young people are coming out with, so really thoughtful. Amazing speakers that we have coming through, so it was impressive, really impressive.
Super impressive, I bet. Yeah, we don't have a whole lot of time left here for this kōrero, so I'll just quickly ask you two little things. You mentioned there's some new music coming out, so I'm curious about that, and if you have any shows to plug.
I don't have a set date for the new music for the next waiata from Reo Māori Song Hubs, but it was with Tawas Tawaroa. He was the Matanga Reo, the Reo advisor on that one. So I'm not sure if you know Tawaroa or Tawas.
I do, no.
He's kind of like the Maimoa guy. Anyway, you look him up here.
Cool.
That's exciting. That's but it's not ready yet, so I'm not going to talk about that one. But there's some exciting collaboration happening with another music video. Other shows coming up? Not yet, but hit me up. I'd love to come to Te Puti.
Oh, please do. Love to have you.
So yeah, no. Any reason to travel around, we'll be there.
When you go traveling for a show, do you bring your whānau, or do they stay at home in Tamaki Makaurau?
It depends. My husband would definitely like to come, but sometimes it's just better if I am able to just concentrate and you know, mama's got to do the mahi, so I need all my strength for that one. If they're around, I'll get distracted and go and like be with them and not think about my job that I got to do.
Totally. I can imagine. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show today. It was great yarning with you, and I hope you have a fantastic day.
Kia ora, thank you so much for having me.
Kia ora, thank you so much, Alana. That was Alana Goldsmith. We were chatting about her new track, Pipi Wharauroa, which you can find all over the internet on streaming services, etc., etc. We're going to play it for you right now. We don't really have anything too crazy scheduled up on The Breakfast Show. We do have news updates coming up at 10:45, but that's in a wee while. Let's enjoy some reggae summer vibes. Here is Alana Goldsmith with Pipi Wharauroa. You're listening to The One. Take care.
Pipi wharauroa e tangi ana, whiti, whiti, te ora whiti ana, he rā ka hua. Pipi wharauroa e tangi ana, whiti, whiti, te ora whiti ana, he rā ka hua.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.